What's your name?
John Cocktoast.
Oh, Ted Nugent.
Oh, it's me, Dr. Rosenpenis.
My name is Igor Stravinsky.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
I'm Don Corleone.
I'm Harry S. Truman.
Fletch. F. Fletch.
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 Call me Irwin.
The disguises in the film were a combination of what was written on the page and then Chevy trying on different costumes, prosthetics, to see what worked for him. So it was a little bit of both that brought them to life and gave its unique perspective.
It was just the idea of trying to create a funny investigative reporter for Chevy and to try to use his comic skills and his improvisation and the disguises and to see if we could hang it on a plot that kind of made sense.
I think the actual get-ups were certainly between Chevy and the prop man and Michael and the costumer. So what he looked like, I would give him a name, but God and a profession, but God knows what he'd wind up looking like.
When we decided on a makeup artist, we called Ken Chase, and he was one of the top makeup artists in the business, and so he came on, and the makeup went very well, the disguises, and they were great.
I think it was a collaboration, but I think they were described in the screenplay, if I'm not mistaken.
It's always great to see the process of them becoming this character. And a lot of it was his acting, you know. Maybe it was donning a cap and on or teeth or just his expression or becoming a little hokier or a little more professional looking. And so a lot of that he did with his acting, and then we filled in with other things such as wigs or teeth or prosthetics or bald caps or whatever it was we needed.
I splurged. I invested 49 cents in a set of novelty teeth.
He uses what's available to him. So, you know, there's usually not a lot of cost. And even though the cost of a wig may be $5,000, we make it look like he might have bought it in a costume shop and put it on. Some of it is pretty good, you know.
It's hard to say what my favorite alias is, but I love Dr. Rosenpenis.
The character with the bald head and the beard was based on a real person. I think his name was Ram Dass. Baba Ram Dass, I think that's what it was. I guess during the 80s, he was well known.
Supposed to be some sort of guru, but I don't, the roller skates, again, that was probably a Michael Ritchie moment. So put him on skates.
Fletch!
Shut up.
Really, is that you? Fletch.
And it was silly looking. So silly always worked for Chevy and for Michael.
He really got into the disguises.
Hey! You the guy from Ajax?
Yeah, you bet.
And the jet plane mechanic, he was into that character.
I enjoyed making teeth. It was just one of the things. And I made them for myself, just for a joke. And I made Chevy some pretty big overbites for one of the characters. And there was an actor on the show. He had really very big upper teeth and a little bit of an overbite.
Doing up there? You doing some stunt flying or something?
And the three of us posed with Chevy and I with our false teeth. Woo. And this actor in a photograph. I'll never forget, it was very funny. So the teeth was my idea.
I like, what's the one, Mr. Spoon? Is there a spoon one?
Sugar Mr. Poon?
No, never.
Mr. Poon with the Band-Aid over his nose. He definitely got into each character completely.
What kind of a name is Poon?
Comanche Indian.
The way he molded all these different characters and made them dim-witted and made them loving, he was romantic. I mean, it was a dream role for him.
I absolutely think that Fletch is one of the two great roles that Chevy's played. He's played many great roles, but I think that and Clark Griswold, I think, is just, those are the definitive Chevy Chase roles. Great physical comedy, great dry, ironic wit.
Does this proposition entail my dressing up as Little Bo Peep?
Very good. I'll have a Bloody Mary and a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich.
Yeah, why don't you guys go down to the gym and pump each other?
Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a water buffalo.
It's all ball bearings nowadays. Oh, for God, Don,
boy, what in the hell's the matter with you?
My hero.
Nothing to it.